Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We talk about listeners planning epic date nights all the time.
Yeah, I'm impressed by some of them.
But this one could literally go down in the record books.
What?
Wow.
And when I say literally, I do mean literally.
Oh,
okay.
They were like breaking records?
And when I say go down.
Oh, what?
You know.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
all right.
Must have been a good time then.
Anyway,
record breaker.
Welcome, Kyle, to the show. What's up, Kyle?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Wow. You sound like a crazy record breaker, Kyle.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of energy. So tell us about the girl that you went out with. What's her name?
Her name's Abby. She's pretty awesome. We met on Hinge.
Okay. So, how long did you talk with Abby before your guys' first date?
I don't know, like a good week.
Okay.
Maybe even a little bit more than that.
What did you find attractive about Abby?
Well, I mean, she's beautiful. Like, a lot of her photos were travel, like, around the world, and I love traveling, and she looks like she likes to have a lot of fun. And
you know that's a strategy, right? That we put those photos. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Of course. And it worked, checking. Alexis. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. So what did you and Abby end up doing for your date? You mentioned something about breaking records in your email.
Yeah, so she's got a pretty crazy schedule. So we were having a hard time pinning down a date. And like the only time she had open was a night I already had an event planned with some of my buddies.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just thought, you know what? My friends are nice guys. And even though it was a big event, I would have a lot of time to like spend with her. So I invited her along.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
No.
Like, no, there's not very much pressure. You know, it's more of a hangout, like get to know you situation. I mean, I guess depending on what the event was with your buddies,
that's
maybe
true.
I should ask that.
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah, so I guess, like, in hindsight, maybe it wasn't the best thing to invite her to. So, like, you've heard of the Guinness Book of World Records, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Never heard of it.
So, I have always, since I was a kid, always wanted to be in it. And I found one that my friends and I have been working towards. So, okay, my buddy owns a bar.
Okay.
It's the Guinness Book of World Records has a woman in Germany. She opened 8 bottles of beer with her feet in under a minute.
Wait, you were trying to break that record that night?
I mean, it's not the first time I've tried, but this was like the real, like, this is going to be it.
Official. Okay. Wow.
I thought you said you'd have time to talk to her.
Yeah. Oh, dude. But having a girl watch you break a world record, like, there's no other.
Does that cut up your toes?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I mean, what are the rules of this?
So basically, you use, like, duct tape, and you put bottle openers on your feet.
Okay. So
that sounds more realistic.
You're at a bar with your buddy walking around with bottle openers duct taped to your feet trying to impress a lady.
Not the whole time. I mean, you know, like just like for the competition. But of course, you know, like when we walk in, all my friends are there. There's other people there who are like, they know what's happening. So they start chanting my name. They're like, Kyle, Kyle, Kyle. So she looks at me like, what is going on?
Wait a minute. Like, you didn't prep her beforehand? She was looking around like, what's going on? You didn't tell her what you were going to be doing?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh,
so
man.
She walks in and like sees her date with bottle openers strapped to his bare feet. And she's thinking, oh, God, this is the guy?
I mean, look, I didn't want to brag about it. I didn't want to like say I'm going to be doing this really cool thing.
No, you're right. You shouldn't brag about that.
I mean, the thing is, don't lie about the schedule. You invited her there because you were the star of the night and you thought you would impress her, which is fine. Yeah. But let's just be honest right now.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, there's worse things. So I don't think it was that bad.
Okay. You know, maybe we're too quick to judge this.
Yeah, like, it sounds kind of fun.
Tell us more about what happened once Abby got there and you guys were hanging out with your bottle open feet.
Well, I'll just like to say, the bottle openers weren't on my feet yet.
Okay.
We were just, like, having a good time, and then it was time, so I have to go get ready, put the bottle openers on my feet, and then it's time, and you got to go. You got a minute. I've got to get 9 bottles open to beat the record.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Oh.
Well, how many did you get through?
I got to the 6th bottle, but it just, I don't know, my feet were tired, it was a beast.
Wait, so I have a question, because this record sounds really important to you. After you didn't do it, did you, like, pout? I mean, were you a sore loser?
I don't think I was. It was one of those things, you know, I wasn't going to let it ruin my life or even ruin my night.
Did you at least give her one of the opened foot beers?
Ew.
He's like, you'd sign the back of it.
Gross.
No, I'll sign the back when I actually like beat the record.
He's like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'll make you a martini. Grabs makes a shaker sense. With his foot. And
yeah.
Just
yeah, that's
true. You don't want to drink out of one of the shameful failed foot beers.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know what they say about a man that's good with his feet, though.
That's good with
he's
what?
Weird.
I don't know, but okay. It sounds like the good start of something.
Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, it sounds like kind of a fun event for the crowd, but was there any actual romance happening between you and Abby during this whole time?
Doesn't seem romantic.
No.
But it's funny, there was a part where I told her, you know, we're talking about the competition. I said, anybody could do this. I bet you could do it. Let me see your feet. And, you know, she took her shoe off and she let me see her foot. And that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Wow, yeah. Right. I love that.
Very hot.
State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So, how long has it been since this happened?
Almost 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And how did you leave that night?
We both drove there separately. So it was a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
All my friends were around, so I'm going to be, you know.
Oh, okay.
You missed the opportunity to drive her home with your feet, bro. Now that one is still the deal.
That's impressive.
Foot high five.
Yeah.
It's a good sign,
It's
a good sign, though, that she at least gave you a hug and a kiss at the end of the night. So maybe there is a chance here.
And showed her foot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's racy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's give it a shot. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. Dial her number, maybe using my feet.
Oh, please don't, Jeff.
We could be here for 17 minutes. But we're going to do your second date update right after this.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on, man. If you're just jumping into the second date update, one of our listeners, Kyle, had a one-of-a-kind date night
with
a woman named Abby.
Very well said.
Yes.
I can't think of a better way to say that.
Yes.
So he brought her to a bar that one of his buddies owns, and the activity for the night was Kyle attempting to set a new world record for number of beer bottles opened with his feet.
It was like a whole event at the bar.
Yeah. If you're wondering, I guess you strap bottle openers to your toes and you have to do it that way. 8 was the record to beat in under a minute.
Under a minute.
And after the minute was up, Kyle only managed to open 6.
Oh, man.
No
so
wonder
close.
She's not calling Loser. Him back. Yeah.
It was a failure, not just on setting the record, but it would seem also for the date because, like Brooke said, Abby has not been returning Kyle's calls. But Kyle, before we reach out to her, I want to leave you with this quote, okay? Failure defeats losers, but inspires winners.
Oh, deep.
Ooh. I hate quotes.
I saw that spray painted.
Alexis doesn't understand it.
I saw that spray painted on the side of a wall of a methadone clinic. So I feel like
that's really good.
It's worth repeating.
Have we ever considered that she was the last record holder and she was offended?
It was a German woman.
Yeah.
She could be German. We haven't called her yet.
Who knows? It's possible. Kyle, what do you think?
Sure.
Okay. I think you could come back from this, Kyle. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think where you messed up is actually doing the world record thing. I think it's not telling her before you got to the bar, not preparing her for that event.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But like, I wasn't trying to like trick her or anything. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise.
You weren't being
a creeper or weird or anything. You were just doing your own thing.
It's kind of a bro night.
It's always good for a person to have passions. Yours are just a little bit different than others.
Yeah.
Did you hear, Jose? You're not a creeper. You're just a guy that opens bottles with his feet.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
Right. So here we go. I feel ready to make this call. Do you feel ready?
I do, absolutely.
All right. That's the winning attitude that we need. I'm going to dial Abby's number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Abby.
This is Abby.
Hi, Abby. My name's Jeff. I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, I know your show.
Oh,
cool. Thanks, Abby. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's remember this day.
I know. Maybe we should all retire now. Like, let's end on a high point. But no, Abby, so we're doing something called the Second Date Update. I guess you might be familiar with that.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Congratulations.
So, congratulations is a word.
It means somebody really likes you.
Yes, that's true, Abby. And so, obviously, you know how this works. Someone's trying to get a hold of you. Their name's Kyle.
Oh, gosh. Of course it is.
Okay.
It sounds like you two had a very memorable night.
Yes.
Yes. It was weird.
She said it, not us.
So, Kyle did tell us a little bit about the night. Why don't you tell us about your perspective on it?
Did he tell you the activity?
Yeah, the world record for opening bottles with his feet.
Yes.
When did you find out that was what he was doing that night? Because he also told us that he didn't tell you about it.
No, and that was the first thing that was jarring to me. Because I'm thinking we're just going to go to a bar and, like, get to know each other. And it's going to be him and I. And, like, I knew this was a bar that his friend owned. And so I'm like, oh, cool, I'll get to meet his friend.
Yeah.
But I did not expect all of his friends to be at the bar. And I certainly didn't expect when we walked into the bar for them to be chanting his name.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that must have felt pretty cool.
No, this is like horrifying for me.
Were you thinking that a lot of the people there thought you were just a groupie?
I kind of think I lost the ability to think for a minute because I just was like in shock.
So wait, at that point, when they're chanting his name, you still have no idea why?
No, no.
Oh, no.
So after the chanting like dies down and his friends are coming up and like, hey, man, you ready? You ready? And he tells me, he's like, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to try to beat a Guinness World Record tonight. I was like, what? And then he tells me what it is.
Uh-huh.
Again, what?
Yeah.
So are you saying the reason you're not calling him back is because of just the surprise of finding out what the activity for the night was?
Well, that's one reason, but there are more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're there and we're like, things are settling down and like, I'm feeling a little better and this is going to be okay. And I'm like, it's just a silly thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So he goes over like against the wall and he takes off his shoes and he's doing these feet exercise things against the wall.
Oh, stretches.
Okay.
There's just something about being barefoot in a bar that grosses me out.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like gag-worthy.
Uh-huh.
And so then like I'm going toward him to like see what kind of exercises he's doing and his friend intercepts me and is like, so glad that Kyle brought you, but you can't really talk to him right now and like you need to leave him alone because he has to focus.
Oh.
Wait.
Are you talking like 5 minutes before he does this thing or?
I don't know what time he's going to do his thing, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder what Kyle would think about this because as you probably know, Abby, Kyle's been on the other line listening this entire time and he wants to talk to you.
I forgot that part.
Oh, you did. Oh.
Kyle, put your foot up to the speakerphone, okay? We want to be able to hear you.
Hey, Abby.
Hi, Kyle. Hi.
First, I just want to say, I did not realize that my friends, like, took you aside. I did not tell them to do that. That was way out of line.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes your friends can be overprotective.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, I apologize for that. And, like, I'm not trying to make a joke here, like, no puns, but, like, he really put his foot in his mouth.
Okay. Mm. That was a pun.
That was well done.
Nice, dude.
I approve.
No. Hey, that's a good start, though, Kyle. I mean, Abby.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, like, something else that you didn't tell me that one of your friends told me that I just think is, I don't know, is that like if you were going to break the record, that you were probably going to be gone for a while because these people in Japan had offered you a position on some like game show tour over there to be like a professional feet bottle opener.
Wait, what does that mean? Kyle, explain.
So I mean, I didn't mention anything because I thought, oh, God, I wish my friend said that. Anything. But yeah, so you guys know, like, lots of wild things are really popular in Japan. Like, So they also have, like, there's, like, a lot of game shows and even talk shows that have people do, like, crazy things.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them is, like, doing stuff with their feet, not, like, gross stuff. Well, sometimes it's gross, but not, like, dirty.
So you're going to be on one of these weird Japanese game shows?
There's been some interest, and it's not like I'd be there for years. It'd be, like, 3 or 4 months.
Doing a little tour.
Kind of awesome.
What? I mean, it is kind of cool. If you're going to be good at something, even if it's weird, be the best, right? Tour.
Yeah. What a story, like, in your life to be like, well, let me tell you about what
okay,
I did.
Guys, he didn't get the world record.
Yeah, but
he's still working on it. But I think it's awesome.
Sure. I mean, it's pretty cool, but maybe if you're planning to head over to Japan really soon, it's not the best time to try and start dating someone here.
Yeah, but nothing's for sure. There's never good timing in life, Jeffrey. And Abby, you like traveling. That's what he said. He said he saw on your profile that you like to travel.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I've actually always wanted to go to Japan.
But he doesn't need her. No, listen. If he wants the ladies in Japan see his feet tricks, oh, he's going to be swarmed with the ladies. Okay.
You think you could tell your boss, hey, can I get 4 or 5 months off work? I'm going to go watch my boyfriend open bottles in Japan with his feet.
No, I don't think that would fly.
Hey, guys, can I just say, though, you know, money's not everything. But the kind of money that I would get paid, even like as a beginner, I could quit my job. I would only have to work for maybe 5 months a year.
Dude,
there's some perks there.
Oh, yes. Look,
I'm interested.
Okay.
My feet can do a lot.
I mean, that's not too bad though either.
Does that change anything for you, Abby?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of more interesting than I thought.
And it's a reason why he was taking it so seriously, right? There's actually something on the line here.
I mean, you have to look at all the positives from this date. This is a guy who is committed to something very, very deeply. He's passionate. Uh-huh. He's going to travel with you. He could possibly only work 4 to 5 months a year.
That's so sweet.
If you ever order a beer at a nice restaurant, he is going to be the coolest person.
Oh, yeah. Right? Just opening all sorts of stuff with his feet wherever you go. So I think maybe you should consider going out on another date with him. And if you do, we will pay for that date.
Ooh.
I think I will. I will.
Okay.
All right.
We did it.
All right.
Abby, I promise you won't regret this. I'll make up that first date. I will keep my shoes on the whole time. I promise.
All right. Shoes on, but clothes off.
Hey.
That is so awkward. That is so awkward.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.